Anything that we all do and we never talk about is funny, man. Have you ever been making out with someone and one of you has a snot that's whistling?
Jeez, I think we blew it out of tune on the climax, honey. Jeez.
Here's something I discovered was really more universal than I'd ever suspected. Well, maybe not. A little bit. Anyway, you know what I mean? And I found out... I found out by asking people. When you take a piss, do you go like this? Right? I find out even women do that, man.
Just a different position.
What is that, man? It has no name. I call it the piss shiver. It's nature's way of shaking off. It goes back to the days when we didn't hold on to it. Sure. Isn't that funny how we say take a shit and take a piss? You don't take them, you leave them.
I left the shit, Bill. Jeez, where'd you leave it this time? Last year, the kids didn't find it till Easter.
I'm gonna take a shit.
Don't take one of mine. I only have three left, and the weekend is coming up. Why don't you go home and take one of your own shits? I was always taking my shits.
When I have to take a shit at the airport, I usually go in the handicapped stall. First of all, it's free, you know. Secondly, everything is bigger in there, man. Yeah, your feet don't even touch the ground, man. You feel
like Shirley Temple, man.
Waiting for Raymond Burr.
Let me in there.
Belly noise. Gut rumblings. When your stomach is talking to you.
Your stomach is talking to you.
I think that's called borborygmy. I was told it was called borborygmy, which would be a good name for it.
Borborygmy. Mwanya.
That's a familiar one, right? Did you ever notice that one bubble sounds a lot like the last one did? It goes the same way, past the corn, around the peas, under the beef, over the gravy. One of the great times that your stomach does a lot of this orating is when you're sitting in the dentist's waiting room. Everything is quiet, man. You're reading Cuspid Annual. And your stomach is showing off. Or attracting attention. Saying things like,
we're poor. We're poor. And you try to shuffle the book and go.
Did you ever belch and taste a hot dog you had 2 days ago?
Hey, that was almost puke. It's a toss-up between puke and hot dog, yeah.
In New York, if you spit in the subway, it's a $50 fine. Vomiting is free, man. Have you ever noticed that your whole sense of values changes when you're throwing up?
I don't care about my shoes!